Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio on www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Again, for those people unfamiliar with my voice, as I like to say, my name is Peter Mingles. We run this radio show. We host this station. We do a lot of things in the PM marketing umbrella, and we founded this in 1998, for those people that are kind of keeping score. And we have learned, of course, that what got you here and made you successful might not necessarily be the same thing that keeps you here and keeps you successful. As a matter of fact, the things that guaranteed your success previously might guarantee your failure today. I'm just going to use a playful analogy that is not 100% accurate, but at least it's something we can talk about. There was a presidential election somewhat recently, if depending on when you're listening to this live or recorded. And in that presidential election, Donald Trump won a miracle, if you will. He won the presidential election, and a lot of people were kind of caught blindsided. And one of the reasons why, I believe, is because the things that got them there previously in a presidential election guaranteed their ultimate failure in this regard. And although it was a slight win, a win is a win relative to Donald Trump. So here's what I mean specifically. And this is for some of the older people like me that were around that probably could have caught up. In the Bill Clinton years, there was this little thing that was invented called the Internet. And in that economy, right, or that E or the electronic economy, lots of things happened. iPhones, you know, Steve Jobs created a fortune with Apple. But you've seen that Apple is still a fortune, but obviously it's a little bit more crowded. When Bill Clinton was the president, it was almost impossible to not see a rising economy because the Internet was driving this whole e-commerce business, and he was smart enough, if I can suggest that, to leave it alone. Like, don't put any government regulations on it. Let it run as it did, and it did. So in the Bill Clinton presidential era, the economy based on the Internet really helped. Then if you remember, Barack Obama. Barack Obama was really our first president-elect to embrace the Internet, and he whipped the tail off of John McCain, who was old and crusty, sorry, John, relative to the technology side way back then. And if you recall, he was the first presidential candidate to really take hold of the Internet and blew by Hillary, if you remember that one, and became the president mostly because he embraced the Internet and all the great things with social media. Well, as it comes full circle, let's us suggest that Obama, Mr. Obama, and President currently Obama, took advantage of the Internet, and then all of a sudden, in the next election cycle with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, I firmly believe the Internet, which was something that was embraced to guarantee someone's success previously, actually guaranteed Hillary Clinton's failure today. So what do I mean? WikiLeaks, all of the other alternative news sites, the degradation, if you will, of the things that are happening with the government, the anti-establishment, whatever. And I could rant and rant and rant about how the things that guaranteed success previously actually guaranteed failure now. Donald Trump was able to take advantage of all of the cool things that the Internet did because of all the things that the Internet does. Is there a relationship of that example, as flawed as it might be for some people might listening in? Is there an example relative to your business, maybe even today? The things that guaranteed your success prior could they be guaranteeing your success, your failure now? And the answer is, I don't know, but maybe, or what if that was even a possibility? What would you do? That's one of the reasons why we do Building Fortunes Radio, to help people make the adjustments that are necessary for them to be successful building their home-based business. So as we've expanded our product line, we also show people how to take advantage of this as well. And what we're going to do right now, I'm going to take a little commercial break. We'll be right back. I'm going to share with you how right after we're done. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networklead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here, and we are here on Building Fortunes Radio. If you go to www.buildingfortunesradio.com, that's www.buildingfortunesradio.com, you'll be able to hear this as well as previous radio shows before. What have we done to make sure that our previous successes and the techniques or terminology or technology that we're using previously won't guarantee our failure today or moving forward? Well, one of the things that we did, obviously, is we've expanded our product line. So for those people that are listening in, we've given our customers everything really they need to be able to integrate their marketing principles. We call it the IMP. We have our Building Fortunes Radio segments for those people listening in. Just check them out. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com, you'll see the dozens and probably soon to be hundreds of examples of people who we've helped build their businesses with our radio shows. Then we've expanded our product line to have some publications like MLM.news. Of course, in the MLM world, we anticipate that people would probably want to get their news from MLM.news. So we have MLM.news as well. For other people realize that, you know what, I need blogs, B-L-O-G-S. Blogs still work because the search engines are such where they are looking for real, authentic, ever-changing content that is relative to what's going on for any specific topic. And if you can blend in using our publications and our product lines and our resources, you have a great chance of being seen more so than anybody else on the internet. So we have our Humongous Blogs. Humongous, spelled kind of like it sounds, Y-O-U-M-O-N-G-U-S. We have our Humongous Blogs. And then we also have our Humongous Ads. HumongousAds.com is just one of the classified ad websites that we put together to, again, embrace the ever-changing technology of the ever-changing algorithms that are being used by the search engines to try to find relevant content that you would probably want to use as well. And then, of course, and naturally, we put up our Humongous Ad Network, which is a series of our Humongous Ad Type sites that are blended together with some special sauce to be able to then maximize even further whatever kind of algorithms are going to be designed by the search engines to enhance the possibilities of making sure that we can help brand and people can search whoever you are. More people will be using search than ever before. Then also what we've done is we've incorporated the ability for you to use video on our different sites because, as you'll probably find out, as you probably know already, this is an example of how, if you will, what guaranteed your success previously will probably guarantee your failure now. Previously, the written word was something that people would pay attention to. But in the next few years, most of the research, I think, is right on when they say video is probably going to be even more so than the things that are in text or in writing. So unless you have something to be able to broadcast and control your video content, more than less likely you'll probably be left behind. And we have the technology incorporated into using this on our Phase 3 websites, on our classified ads, and even inside our blogs and everything else we're developing as well. So you'll be able to take some of the audios that you might do and put them into YouTube videos or other kinds of videos. You'll be able to take, of course, the videos that you might be making on your smartphones or other devices and be able to incorporate those too, because search will be done and many people will be looking for video as well. So the reason why I'm doing this very quick update is to keep everybody informed of the cool things that we've been working on over here at PM Marketing, which is my company, and building using the Humongous Ad Network and the concept of Humongous, let's do something really big, with our Building Fortunes Radio platform as well. So if you are looking to either sell a product, let people know who you are, coordinate your activities with really great people, you should check out our inner circle, and then also be able to separate yourself from everyone else, you might consider using our services so you can guarantee your future success. I kept this one brief because I just wanted a little bit of an update and an overview, keeping people that may not have been familiar with who we are, what we're doing, up to date. And we're going to catch you next time on Building Fortunes Radio. When you go there, check out all the different cool sites. So that's buildingfortunesradio.com, buildingfortunesradio.com. And here we go. We'll catch you next week.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.